Edward Vance.
James Edward Vance.
Yeah.
And what was your birthday?
June 1st, 1968.
And who's your mother and dad?
James Cole Vance and Shona Lane Vance.
And they live?
Blackmon Heights.
Blackmon Heights.
Yeah.
And you understand that this is a project to try to record the history of the flood in Tucker County?
Yeah.
What do you remember about November 4th?
Well, since we got off school, me and a couple of my buddies went down to the fire hall, and we started out just blocking off people's basements from getting flooded, you know. Me and Sam Humphrey went down and helped this one lady carry blocks and stuff to cover it off. Neil Orville was wanting us to go up and pump out his basement after we got back, so we took the van up to his house, and they said that they had some people trapped up in the Hendricks area. So we went down to the fire hall and got the boats, and a bunch of us went over to Hendricks and started taking people out. We carried them out for pretty much the night, and we had a bunch of people, a couple of firemen, about eight other people trapped in the house. We had four firemen, I think it was eight people. And we just kept trying to get them out all night and got the dozers and inloaders and stuff from the mountain to come down and try to get them out, and they couldn't get them out, so they stayed in overnight. And next morning, we stayed up all night, and next morning they got a, when the water went down, they went in and got them out on a big inloader. And that night they told us that we lost one fire truck down at Holly Meadows, and there's like eight firemen on it and two other people. They got all off safe. And we just stayed after they built the bridge and stuff on the other side. We was patrolling the whole area, like four firemen was patrolling all through Hendricks and Hamilton Heights, patrolling it because they didn't have no phones or power or nothing to tell when there's a fire. We went through a couple of times, and 2 o'clock in the morning, there was guys out that was in the flood. They was burning down like old shacks and stuff they had to keep warm and stuff. And they had it pretty much under control.
When you first went up to Hendricks, what did it look like?
It was already up into the main houses down on the streets up. Some houses is up, it was past our ways. We put the boat in when it got up past our ways. We tried to get the other people out. It's just muddy and going through people's houses, and one lady cried when the basement collapsed in. We carried her and the two babies out, and another teenager carried them out. It's pretty scary, and some guy tried to get us to tie his car to some building, and his car was floating down the river. This is like in the middle of town, Hendricks.
Was the water loud?
Yeah, just like the river, I reckon, just going through the town. Washed out everybody's wood and vehicles and stuff.
What did you think about it when all that was going on?
Pretty scary. We was in the middle of the streets when the power kicked out, you know. We was using the streets lights still worked, and we was going by the lights up the street and stuff, you know. There wasn't much of a street. The street was peeling up from the pavement. And the lights went out, you know, and then it sort of got pretty scary right there because you couldn't see nothing. We had rope tied, and we was going from street to street by the rope.
It was raining real hard?
Yeah. Pretty hard. We was all soaked, though. I helped bring out a couple boats and stuff, and the boat cut my leg, my fireman's boot cut through it. They stopped the boat and got off and took the boat up off my leg. That's about it, I reckon.
What did it look like the next day when you...
Well, buildings were like a couple blocks down and houses pretty much covered. And everything was put on the streets. It was like back in the oiling up river. We helped bring out that Bonner guy that drowned. We went up, I think about 4 or 5 days after the flood, they found that Bonner guy. We went up and switched him over to the body bags and put him back in. They put him in another fire truck, I believe it was, and took him away.
Was he found up in a tree or something?
They found him on a bank, I believe it was, something like that. He was up in a tree. He's all black and blue, you know, rocks and stuff. Pretty pitiful sight.
do you think are the prospects for Tucker County now after the flood?
I don't know. It's building back good, and I think it'll be a lot better though. We got people that was like, you never seen people talking to people, and they're talking to people back and talking like that. People that never did talk to people's talking. I think they meant something by it, but don't know what.
So it brought people closer together, you
think? Yeah, I believe that.
And that's going to help the future of the county?
Yeah, I believe it will.
What are your own plans?
Well, I'm not going to stay around here. I'm going to go to the service.
Which branch of the service?
Probably the Army.
Do you think you'll ever live in Tucker County?
I don't think I'll stay here forever, no.
Why is that?
I don't know, not that much jobs around. Dad's a coal miner up the Dobbin Mines. And
where does he work?
Dobbin Mines, up Island Creek. He's thinking about getting a job down in Colorado, up down around there. Got a mines open.
You wouldn't want to be a coal miner?
No. Money's good, but I don't think I'd want a big one.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Okay.